it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And welcome to another garden show right here on Q92. Paul Ramo in the studio. And joining us again on this Thursday is Randy Lepke. Randy's the owner of Heather Floral and Nursery. Dwayne's taking a little break. I think he's in Norway, right, Randy?
He's on his way there, so.
Okay.
I don't know if they left Minneapolis this morning or sometime today he's leaving. So.
Okay, good for him.
Or he's in the air, so.
Yeah, he told me that he has quite a few relatives over there yet they're going to look up, so that sounds fun.
And he's going with a few of his cousins, so.
Yep, right. Well, as usual, we open up our phone lines here on the Garden Show. If you have a lawn or garden question for Randy, and the phone number is 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301 for any lawn or garden question that you might have. Or you can email it over to us at klqpfm@farmerstel.net. Randy, how's things going over there at Heather Nursery? What do you got going on?
It's a lot of it. We got working on a couple fairly big projects, and we're trying to keep everything watered.
Yeah, we need some rain, don't we?
Yeah, I got a little bit of rain, you know, a couple nights ago, but that's already soaked up and used. So.
Yeah, that's for sure. So, let's jump right into the questions, should we?
Okay.
We had a number of phone calls already this morning, and we didn't get to this question last week because we ran out of time, but this person said he found two bags of grass seed in his garage, and it's been sitting there for over 5 years. Is it still good to use, or should I throw it away?
It's probably not worth using it to... Grass seed only has been so long, up to a year, year and a half. So I would probably just don't spend the time and just get some new grass seed.
All right. So there's a expiration date on like fertilizer and grass. Fertilizer
too? Not on fertilizer, but it is on grass seed and all seeds.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Didn't realize that. Yeah, Randy, I kind of jumped the gun here. We have a plant of the week we need to talk about. We posted it on our KLQP Facebook page for you to look at. So, Randy, what's our plant of the week?
That's a coneflower, and that exact variety is called One in a Million.
Okay. So, coneflower, what's it look like? Is it hard to take care of?
Very easy to take care of. It's like a large daisy type flower.
Okay. And how big does it get?
The total plant will get up to like 2 feet, and then it'll be like foot and a half wide, but this One in a Million flowers that are blooming right now in the greenhouse, they're almost 5 inches wide.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, very unique plant, isn't it?
And there's all different colors, too, because it used to be the old purple coneflower and white, but now they're coming up with even green and red, and so we're getting a lot of different colors.
Yeah, very pretty plant. The coneflower, it's called, huh?
Yeah. And it attracts butterflies.
Okay, it does. Okay, we need to do that, don't we?
Yeah.
I'm going to put you on the spot. What's our horticultural concern of the week?
Okay, it's all that Canadian smoke that's affecting the plants.
Oh, it does affect the plants and the trees?
Yep, and the trees, yep, because it clogs the pores so they can't photosynthesize.
Okay. Yeah, the other night, it was really bad last week. I can't remember what night it was, Friday night or something. It was really thick around here, wasn't it?
It was, and it was like mild visibility in spots.
So if you know that the Canadian smoke is bothering your plants, what do? Just wash it down in water or what?
Just wash it down, clean the pores off.
Okay. All right, real good. Well, let's continue on with some more questions here. This person said... I hope I pronounced this right, Randy. A linden tree, and it's flowering. She has suckers on the bottom and wants to spray them and kill them, but wants to know if that will hurt the tree. She keeps trimming them, but wants them gone. Will it hurt the, is it Landon or Linden tree, Randy?
Linden.
Linden, okay. So she wants to know if she, if the Linden tree will get hurt if she sprays them and kills them, and what can she kill them with?
Okay, it would hurt it if you'd spray it with Roundup or Trimec or 2,4-D product, because that, you know, because it's attached to the tree. But we have a product called Sucker Punch that you would spray on that slows it, slows the sucker formation down, or keeps it from suckering.
Okay. What's, we have that in what's a sucker she's talking about?
That is a little side shoot group growth on the toward the base off, or it comes off a root and comes up. So okay. It's just trying to produce another tree.
All right, the same tree. Okay, gotcha. I'm a little slow when it comes to that. So, just to repeat that again, Randy, that it won't hurt the tree if you use what product?
Sucker Punch.
Sucker Punch, and you can get that at Heather?
Yep. We have it in a spray bottle and one with a brush applicator. So you just cut it and then paint it on or spray it.
Okay, real good. All right, so I hope that answers the question there. Linden tree, talk about that. I'm not sure what that kind of tree that is.
That's a kind of, it's a larger leaf. Well, there's two different types of linden trees. It's also called a basswood.
Oh, so,
and then, because okay. There's a little leaf linden and then the American linden.
Okay.
They're fairly, you know, the little leaves are used a lot in boulevards and stuff. And then the Americans are used, you know, in, you know, ornament, you know, not an ornamental tree, but a larger shade tree.
All right. Well, we appreciate everyone calling in. We're getting some questions here, Randy. People are going to try to stump you, I think.
Oh, okay.
This person asked, I thought it was a neat question, too. They have a lot of house plants, and they're just wondering, how do plants drink water? What part of the house plant should I water when I'm watering? Do I water the leaves only, or on the base, or what?
I would just do the base. You can just mist them a little bit, but that you don't really want your leaves wet, because then you don't want fungus to grow on them. So I would just mainly water the soil.
So how do plants drink water? Through the root system?
Through the roots.
Okay. All right. I knew the answer to that one. All right. I'm going to throw one in here. Chris just handed me here. This person says, I want to spray lawn. Got 6 tenths rain last week. I used 15-gallon acre water. How much... 2,4-D, should I add to that?
Okay, I would put, that's an ounce and a half to 2 ounces per gallon of water.
Okay.
And an ounce is 2 tablespoons.
Okay, 2,4-D, should I
yep.
add to that?
That's
okay.
Yep, that's Trimec.
Okay, so she has a 15-gallon acre water, and okay, got it. All right, that was an easy answer, huh?
Get that question quite often.
Oh, you do? Yeah, what the mix? You go by the directions. When you have Trimac, what's the rule of thumb there then again?
It's like 1.5 to 2 ounces per gallon of water.
Okay, all right. Another question here. What kills water hemp? Roundup doesn't seem to work. And will Trimec do it?
Yeah, Trimec will do it. Water hemp is starting to get resistant to Roundup, so that's why they've been switching over to dicamba-tolerant soybeans. But the dicamba is bad for plants because it drifts. That's why a lot of people are having issues with their plants in their yards, is people are spraying that 2,4-D product on their soybeans and it's drifting.
Yeah, the wind doesn't help that, right?
No, and dicamba can move up to 2 miles.
Oh, wow, really? Okay. To be effective yet, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Randy, do you have a garden?
Yes, I do.
What do you got planted in your garden? How's it looking?
It's looking good. I'm starting to get string beans and cucumbers now, and see there's pumpkins are starting to form, and been eating a few potatoes.
Oh, boy, it's coming along real good then, huh?
Yeah.
Any issues in your garden this year?
I'm keeping the bunnies and the weeds under control, so.
Yeah, somebody, our neighbor has a lot of bunnies, rabbits too. So, yeah, so you're already eating out of your garden, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I see people are already selling sweet corn in the Madison area too.
Yeah, my sweet corn is starting to tassel, so.
Oh, you got sweet corn. What do y'all got planted in your garden, Randy?
Well, I got tomatoes, peppers, potatoes, onions, string beans, peas.
Okay.
And then, of course, pumpkins and gourds and all that good stuff.
Right. All right, just a couple minutes left here, Randy. I just want to plug the West Central Research and Outreach Center for Hort Night at the University of Minnesota. It's going to happen this coming next Thursday from 4 to 8 o'clock. That's Thursday, July 27th. So mark that on your calendar. Hort Night, and you've been there before. Tell our listeners a little bit about that night.
Well, it's a night where they show all their different gardens, and then they have people talking on different subjects, and very interesting. And we was at we used to have a booth there, and that's what I was part of. So it's a fun night with all the other gardeners.
Yeah, everybody can get together and talk about their garden, huh?
Yeah.
I guess some of the topics will be a low-input lawn care. What's that mean, low-input lawn care?
Not as much work to do with it.
I should attend, I should attend that then. So, woody or ornamentals, tropical treasures, home garden diseases, just a lot of stuff there. So that's next Thursday at the University of Minnesota in Morris. Starts at 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock, and I guess they got a lot of vendors there too, so. All right. What's happening at Heather then? We got any sales going on?
Not yet.
Okay.
We just got a whole new load of new trees and shrubs in this morning.
Okay.
For projects, so.
All right.
And for sales, so.
Okay, real good, Randy. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next Thursday on the Garden Show.
Okay.
Randy Lepke, owner of Heather Floral and Greenhouse, Heather Nursery and Floral, over there in Montevideo and Dawson and Madison.